And he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet. And his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when you're
home. For the podcast, we will talk about the people who are taking gambles in Washington, D.C. in just a sec here. But first, an update on weather. A tornado warning is in effect still for southeastern Columbia County, northeastern Dane County, western Dodge County until 7:30 on this Wednesday night, if you're listening live. And there's also a severe thunderstorm warning that is in effect for northern Jefferson and for Dodge County until 8 o'clock. Severe thunderstorms continue along a line from near Columbus to near Marshall. There are 60 mile an hour wind gusts, so damage is extremely possible. Please take cover if you're in any of these areas. Kirk, let's get back to this week's events in DC.
All right. So, you know, the last hearing we had was a few days ago, and it talked all about how Trump, even though, his own attorney general, who was his ally, Bill Barr, told him that all the cases, there was no real fraudulence happening in any of the elections. We had a slate of Republicans that were on his team that testified that they had told him that there was no reason to challenge these elections. We also heard that he kept on challenging these things with his super PAC, which raised a ton of money that went to a lot of his own kind of web of friends. The hearing was about the big lie. And so I wanted to invite, we got Joe Good and Mark Leitner here from Laffy, Leitner and Good. And these guys helped me with about 10 plaintiffs in Wisconsin file a lawsuit against Ron Johnson, Tom Tiffany, and Scott Fitzgerald, the three politicians we thought were the most, had made the most egregious, kind of aiding and abetting of the insurrection in Wisconsin. And so I wanted to introduce them. I want to talk a little bit about the basis of our lawsuit to ground us. And then I wanted to go into the Wisconsin version of the big lie that was happening while Trump was trying to sue all over the place and overturn the election. So welcome, Joe, and welcome, Mark. Right.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here, Kirk. Good to see you.
Great, guys.
Kirk,
so
wait. Before you get into questions, since we're talking about weather and we're about to get into this hearing and all the Trump stuff, I would just like to acknowledge that weather always makes me think of Four Seasons Total Landscaping, which always makes me think of Rudy Giuliani. And I would just like to invite you. I see that PBR. I personally have an Evers Ale from Minocqua Brewing that
I'm recovering from COVID. I couldn't go buy my Minocqua Brew today, so I'm drinking what I got on hand.
Oh, hey, drink what you got. But
I got. Yeah, I got all serious. Wait, Chris and Wright. So I got all serious because we got this weather stuff happening in Madison. But the whole point of this show, well, not the whole point, but one of the fun things was to talk about Rudy Giuliani was nailed by a lot of his colleagues that said he was, oh, there we go. Every time we say Rudy Giuliani, we got a drink because it's a drinking game. And the reason is because it was the most ludicrous thing, and it made all the sense in the world. Trump listened to Rudy, who was apparently wasted, out of all of his other advisors, and Rudy said, "You need to declare that you won the election at the 2 a.m, even though their votes hadn't all been counted yet." So, yes, you were listening along in Wisconsin. Hopefully, you're not hiding under your table in Madison. If we say that word or that other word, we're all going to raise our glasses over here at the Up North podcast. All right, so guys, tell us, what were we trying to do in the lawsuit, first of all, and what were we trying to do, and what was your main, like the elevator pitch way, what was the main gist of our argument on how we tried to convince a judge?
Sure, I'll go. So hey, we brought a case like several others around the country, asserting that Johnson and Fitzgerald and Tiffany are insurrectionists, that they violated Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which basically says when you swear an oath to the Constitution and you engage in insurrection, you don't get to hold federal or state office ever again. And we filed a federal lawsuit about that back in March, and we recently got tossed from it. And the basic gist of it was this was a massive conspiracy to undermine the transition, the orderly transition of power. And Johnson and Tiffany and Fitzgerald did their part. There were three of many conspirators, some of whom we're going to talk about today, with the leader of the cabal being Donald Trump. And Mark going to tell you why we filed in federal court, because we got yelled at for not doing that by the federal judge, and why we lost this case.
Well, we filed in federal court because we had very little other choice. The other option that we thought about before we filed the federal lawsuit was to file a complaint with the Wisconsin Election Commission, which is a body that governs. It's made up of six people. Half have to be Republicans, half have to be Democrats by law. And the Election Commission is charged with very broadly administering Wisconsin elections and deciding things that include voter or a ballot candidate eligibility. And if we had brought the complaint before the Wisconsin Election Commission, it would have sat until someone decided to have a vote on it. If someone
because Mark, that's what the judge was saying, is like, maybe you may not like the process, but it is the process. And right. So even though time is of the essence here, they're still making you jump through the hoops.
Well, that's what they said. The judge's decision was not on the merits. It was not saying these people are not insurrectionists. It was not saying they do have a First Amendment right to come out and lie and conspire to try to subvert the peaceful transfer of power according to the Constitution. The court didn't rule on any of that, because it ruled on, I guess, what we would call preliminary technical issues as to who gets to bring the lawsuit and how under state law these challenges can be brought. And, you know, it would be really nice, for example, if we had a setup like Georgia, where people, ordinary citizens, like the ones who challenged Marjorie Taylor Greene, could file an administrative complaint and have it heard. Now, they lost on the merits, in part because Marjorie Taylor Greene only held office for 3 days before January 6th, and that was the only time that she was subject to the rules. And the bottom line is that the judge ruled on a number of technicalities as to why we went to the right church but the wrong pew, as it were.
So now that the case has been dismissed, which is just so fundamentally disappointing, what does that mean for voters in Wisconsin?
It's back to the political process. It's organize. It's call your neighbors. It's get out there and vote and run for office, run for school board, run for city council, run for anything that's important enough for you to care about.
But
organize.
But Mark, that's the positive way of saying it. The negative way of saying it is that Wisconsin really doesn't have a process to hold insurrectionists accountable at the state level.
We do not.
It's a flawed process, and Wisconsin can't do it. We tried to get a federal judge to help us. He refused because, you know, he said it's not a federal thing. It's a state thing, and Wisconsin is broken in that way.
WEC is clearly inadequate. WEC is created to be powerless.
Yeah. Right. I think it's important. Part of the story is just that in the last 15 years, the state of Wisconsin has essentially emasculated the Wisconsin Elections Commission, making it a body that really can't do much with these kinds of issues. And that was the struggle we had when we went into federal court.
Right. It really would have been much different if we still had the Government Accountability Board, which was actually doing a much better job. Kristen, you've got a follow-up. I'm just going to give a quick update for folks listening live on the radio that we still have a tornado warning in effect for southeastern Columbia, northeastern Dane, western Dodge County until 7:30, a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:30 as well. And I should also note that for Dane County, a flood advisory is in effect until 10:15 for urban and small stream flooding. And that could include a whole past level locations in Dunn County. Basically, if you're in an area that can be impacted by minor flooding in low-lying urban areas or places with poor drainage, just use all precautions and don't let anything bad happen, such as what happened in the Milwaukee area not that long ago. Kristen, let's get back on track here with our discussion on how do we get justice in such a broken system?
Hey, I'm deferring to Kirk because I can see him and he's winding up. So, Kirk?
Boom. All right. So let's get back to this big lie. What we heard of the hearing was that Trump, you know, his own campaign manager told him that he lost the race. His own lawyers in the White House told the other lawyers hatching plans to overturn the election that they needed to get a good defense lawyer. So we heard that all at the national level. Mark and Joe, what was happening at the same time throughout when Biden was elected, you know, November 3rd or whatever, until January 6th, they were suing, they were lying at the national level. What was happening in Wisconsin with our plaintiffs and, you know, and anything else?
Well, I mean, I think it goes without saying that when you're part of a conspiracy, you row in the same direction, right? So what was happening in Wisconsin, particularly with our three defendants, Johnson, Tiffany, and Fitzgerald, was they were performing their part, right? They were fomenting the distrust, undermining the actual idea that the Wisconsin election was full and fair and that there weren't issues. Even though, as we now know from these January 6th hearings, Trump was being told this, frankly, leading up to the election and certainly on the election day and after, that there really were no issues. He nevertheless persisted in filing 60 plus lawsuits around the United States, a number of which, and Mark's going to talk about one of them, in Wisconsin. There were actually a couple different Trump lawsuits, and he kept getting spanked because there was no voter fraud. But they kept saying it over and over and over again to foment that distrust and basically put pressure, political pressure, on the vice president, who ultimately was going to have to decide what to do.
Okay, wait, I got one question for you, Mark. Were any of these suits filed by Rudy Giuliani?
Rudy did not file. Not in Wisconsin. Not in Wisconsin, but in Pennsylvania, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, no.
Rudy Giuliani gave a...
He doesn't even drink. I don't know what he's drinking.
Water. Rudy Giuliani made an oral argument where he said, it's the strong burden of proof that we have on this challenge under the Constitution, which doesn't exist, but Rudy was probably drunk at the time. So anyway, yes, there were quite a few suits. The Trump himself filed a recount in the counties where there are a lot of African-American voters. He lost in the trial court there, lost in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He had some of his associates and people who were one of the phony Trump electors filed a suit in federal court that was thrown out by Judge Pam Pepper here in Milwaukee for no standing. And then he filed another suit. His own campaign filed a suit here in Milwaukee in front of a federal court. That one was assigned. It's just a random, you know, somebody reaches in, they pull out a judge's name, and that's who gets it. Well, this case went to U.S. District Judge Brett Ludwig, who had been appointed by none other than President Trump shortly before that. And at the first, and we were, Joe and I were involved. We were involved.
Hold on, Mark. Let me ask, what about, or Joe, what about that guy, Mark Becker? What happened with him in the Johnson thing.
Sure. A funny thing's going on the way to the forum, right? So Johnson and Fitzgerald and Tiffany are doing their part. Trump's doing his thing. And they, you know, this was all pre-programmed. They had a meeting, Kirk, back in August of 20. Cleta Mitchell, who was a lawyer at Milwaukee's very own Foley and Lardner, spearheaded, was the chairwoman of this committee, which included the infamous John Eastman, who I think we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. And they basically had a plan for all these suits. And while that was running its track, Johnson and Tiffany and Fitzgerald were doing their thing, the fomenting that we were talking about before. And we know, because we've talked to him, but we also make allegations about it in the complaint, that Mark Becker, the former Republican chair of the Brown County Republican Party, got a call from Mr. Johnson, Senator Johnson, on November 14th, 7 days after Biden is declared the winner of the election, and basically admits that he's spewing trash and lies. He knows that Biden won the election. He says that, but he says, it's suicide, it's political suicide if I say anything different. So that's what's going on the political front. And then we got all these lawsuits going that Mark's been talking about.
What happened with Tiffany? What was remind us about Texas? Remind us about right before the insurrection. What was Fitzgerald and Tiffany doing?
Well, everybody, go ahead, Mark.
Fitzgerald, for his part, got together with the security at, because remember, he's still a state senator at this point.
Was Rudy Giuliani part of this?
Rudy had nothing to do with it.
Who's parched?
But Fitzgerald got together with security at the because it, one thing, if you look at these issues, the electors for Wisconsin have to meet at the state capitol on a certain day. Well, we told you that Trump lost the recount, lost that suit in the trial court, lost in the Wisconsin Supreme Court about 2 or 3 hours after Trump lost. 0% chance he's gone to the last court he can go to in Wisconsin. And Fitzgerald brings the fake electors into the state capitol surreptitiously and has a meet there to cast their signed pieces of paper, phony, false, sworn affidavits that they were the electors for Wisconsin and they were going to vote for Donald Trump. So that's
what Fitzgerald was doing in Tiffany, your buddy, up in your parts of the woods, was basically signing on to a lawsuit that went to the United States Supreme Court to have every single vote, Trump votes, Biden votes, and every other vote in between.
Apparently his own vote, out. You know? There are so many threads here. We need one of those murder investigation boards. So anyway, hey, the tornado warning is going to be allowed to expire at 7:30, as was planned. The severe thunderstorm warning will continue for central and southern Dodge until 8 o'clock. Storms, again, moving away from most of our radio audience in the south central part of Wisconsin. So we appreciate your patience on this Wednesday night. For those of you listening live, and we will come back and talk more with Joe and Mark about all of these shenanigans. I got no better word than shenanigans coming up after this. You're up north. There'll be time enough.